Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He is here. He is ready to go. Texter suggesting I should play Felix.
Yeah, you're Felix.
You think I'm more
You're the
anal and clean, and you're the more sloppy one? I don't.
Well, I mean, the sports writer, I guess that would be you. I, you know, you're changing my mind on this. I am Felix.
I think you're the more Felix, Dan. Who should
am
be?
Am I a Tony Randall or a Jack Lemmon? I'm a Jack Lemmon.
Jack Klugman.
No, Jack Lemmon.
Well, well, then it was Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau.
Yeah,
so you're right.
That's what I'm saying. Felix.
I get it. I'm too busy.
Of the two Feli.
I'm too busy banging on the one hitter after the marijuana.
Put the bong down there. Doctor, whatever happened to Dr. Bong?
Where did Dr. Bong? That's who you fired from the show as a regular contributor. Dr. Bong. The public wants him back. Dan, who do you think should play Oscar and who should play Felix? I think I'm more the Oscar.
I would go, that's the way I would lean. You're more an Oscar. And, you know, I have just such faith in Adam's talent that he could play either one and be seamless.
Thank you.
So we just got to figure out which one's more fitting for you and then go that route.
You do realize that's a pretty strong cheap shot.
Yeah.
Right? I just wanted to make sure you were aware of that.
But I'm not feeling well, so I get an excuse.
Ask Adam anything. What was it like to work with Jeff McKinney?
Oh, man. It was an experience.
Yes, it was.
I equate it sometimes to the Stockholm Syndrome. Is that what that is, where you were held hostage by somebody and you learn to become friends with them? That's a little harsh, but Jeff was a very...
seems rather dramatic.
Strong personality. But I respect... I mean, I loved working with Jeff.
Yeah.
I credit a lot of what I do in learning from him. He did not suffer fools, which is fine. I mean, that works for people.
That's the number one person in this building. Did not. Now, I've told this story before. It was in a while. I'm at the Fan, and his twins are still here. And it's a rain delay in New York. And the twins are playing the Yankees, so it's a regular season, so they got a chance to win a game, right? And it's clear McKinney is agitated because a bunch of people are calling and saying, put the damn game back on. And he's doing the classic CCO thing. Let's go to Lois and Lakeville and all that. And finally he just goes, you know what? To all you people calling in here and complaining, we are in the business of saving lives right here. So I beat that into the ground at the Fan. You know, CCO, they're the life. They save lives. And so when I came over here, I kind of wondered what the dynamic would be. And he would take a couple weeks sizing you up. And finally, I measured okay. So we mainly got along very well. Our one problem was you, because quickly we kind of clicked, and I just think the track record's overwhelming in this town forever. Monologue radio, unless you're Jason Lewis, doesn't work. Literally, monologue radio, since I moved back in 1990, has worked for one guy, Jason Lewis. That's it. Case closed. Everybody else, Tom Bernard's a star, right? But he's a great cast. My former station filled with stars, but they bounce off. And I didn't want to do that. And so Adam and I clicked, and Adam was in your lap. But describe what would happen when Jeff wanted you back in the newsroom.
He'd come up to the glass door and basically just stare at me.
He'd stare at you, and then occasionally he would come in here, point,
yeah.
Point with one finger, and give the thumb back with the other. Like, you're out of here.
Yeah. Oh, there was one time where we had some breaking news where he came in. I don't think that you were – I forgot who I was on the air with at the time. But he came in to give a live report, and then he said at the end of it, he says, and we will be dispatching you to the scene right now. And I said, well, I've been dispatched. Off I go.
Yes.
But no, he was Jeff and I got along great.
Yeah.
And he's a world-class broadcaster, still is. And I learned
Is he in New York?
New York City.
Okay. Yeah. We've talked about this before. Let's get him back on. Let's do this. Let's get McKinney on. A texter, cannot wait until you are no longer contaminating the airwaves with your name drivel. Well, since the show just signed a contract extension, you better get used to the drivel. How about a caller? Let's go.
If you could close one fast food chain due to disgusting food, what would you pick?
Oh, there we go. Calling you out again.
Calling me out?
Well, no, but like we've called you out to say which regular has to be dumped. Oh. Now calling you to be a man of
fast food that we just don't need anymore. You know what? KFC, it's been a good run. Much, much better options than for chicken. You're losing the game, and
they're getting crushed in the
game. They are getting
crushed.
Don't you think? And I appreciate your round about Colonel Sanders promotions, but KFC.
The commercials.
Yiga.
The commercials are good. Now, they tried last week. Thursday, they rolled out the donut sandwich.
That's like desperate. With weeks of desperation.
We've got a call, actually, on that very top.
Oh, can we skip ahead to that?
We can go right to it right now.
Let's go.
Yes, hi. My name is Mrs. Black. I prefer to be called Mrs. People of Color. I would like to ask Adam, I saw that KFC has a new chicken and donut sandwich that is going to be released nationwide. And I would like to find out from Adam if he will be doing any kind of taste test with this, if he will be eating this, if he thinks this is a good idea. I personally believe it's a blessing from the Lord. But I would like to hear what Adam thinks about the new KFC chicken and donut sandwich.
I want to remind the folks, too, when who's our friend that comes in on Fridays, used to help out produce the show? Stacy? Is that her name?
No, it's Samantha.
Adam, ring a bell for you? Comes in on Fridays.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't pay attention.
When Samantha and I had the food taste test, when we had Popeyes versus Chick-fil-A, we both agreed the new heavyweight champion is Popeyes, right? Except one person was not here and was very bitter about it. Have you moved on from your bitterness?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I still haven't had the Popeyes chicken sandwich, though.
Do you want to have a KFC?
No. No. That, like I said, that's reeks of desperation on the part of KFC.
And you know three people know desperation very well.
I've reeked of desperation. I know that aroma well.
Yeah. Somebody wants to know what's happened to Patrick Ricey calling in. We'd love for our Patrick to call in again. That would be just fantastic anytime he wants to call in. Corey is on line one. Go ahead, Corey.
Hey, guys. No, it's cool. Keep me on hold for 10 minutes. My God. I just have a question for
Adam.
Oh,
it's Corey Heppala here. Oh, yeah, wow. Yes. I didn't know.
Yeah, sure.
We take him in the order they come in.
Mm-hmm. Adam, okay, so we are working on, we want the show that we do to actually be good. And so we're working on trying to figure out Letterman's best segment so that we can, probably steal the bit and implement it into our show.
Yeah.
So, being Letterman guys, of the regular segments that he would do, what was your favorite? You know, he got like Will It Float,
mm-hmm.
Stupid Human or Pet Tricks, Throwing Stuff Off a Building, Know Your Cuts of Meat, Fun Facts. Which one would be your favorite?
The one that comes to mind right now is towards the end when he had his phone on his desk and we would pick it up and that guy was doing like the police radio.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
he'd pick up the phone. Do we get a 289 on a 76? For some reason, that was just very funny to me. Try that one.
Stupid Petrix is phenomenal. I just don't know how that's going to work on the radio, but we can be very interactive. We can put it on Facebook. How about this? Is anybody doing Corey the top 10 list right now? Make it the top 5 list. Or you know what I'd say? Start your show with 3 items at the start of the show and finish with 3 items, right?
You're onto something there, Bub.
I think, Bub, that's the way to go.
Well, yeah, I think that's a good plan. You know, you can't even break a sweat with 1. 2's nothing. 3 might be the right number on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you spell Bub, by the way? Because we both just called you Bub.
B-U-B.
Yeah, I would think B-U-B. Yeah,
it's solid.
Is B-U-B in the dictionary if we look it up right now?
Ooh, this is like a Scrabble.
Scrabble.
No, it's not.
I don't think it is. Thank you. Am I on the show tomorrow? Or have I been bumped?
Yeah, you're on. You're on 11:05, and it's going to be 11:05, not 11:15, not 11:10, 11:05.
I will be there. Thank you. I think I recognize that voice. 12:47. News Talk 830 WCCO. Yes, Dan?
Before you break, Bub is in the dictionary.
Bub is in the dictionary.
According to Merriam-Webster.
Adam, we talked about various terms that you're called and you like and don't like. Bub. Is that okay if somebody says, hey, Bub.
Yeah.
Hey, Bub. More of your phone calls, texts, and we'll get to a lot of Twitter responses and Facebook responses. Ask Adam anything. We're right in the middle of it.
Oh, hey, Adam, man. What's going on, bro? Heard you guys talking at the show about a little bit of the devil's lettuce. And I kind of wondered, you know, Adam, are you more of a indica guy or are you more of a sativa guy? The people need to know. Hey, all right. Thanks a lot, man. Hey, keep up the good work, though, guys, okay? All right. Great.
And
that guy sounds like he's a little indica right there.
Yeah.
I think indica is the head buzz and sativa is the body buzz. I could be wrong.
I get those confused. What would you rather have, the head or the body? I'm a body guy.
I guess like a body, yeah. My mind is a fragile place. It's a creepy place already. I don't need to shake it up with any hardcore hallucinogenic.
Among the texts coming in, the tweets coming in, at Chad Hartman Show, please follow us. We had a number of people jump on board this weekend. We'll talk about why later in the show. At Chad Hartman Show. Did you ever, this for Ask Adam anything, did you ever pull a stunt in college that you wouldn't have shared with your parents at the time?
Oh, man. Yes. The one I think about, though, is in high school when we just had gotten the first two of my friends to get driver's license. We did a balloon, a water balloon war with two vehicles driving, hanging out of the windows, and that was about as stupid gets. So that comes to mind. I shudder to think my kid's doing something that stupid.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, we want to provide discipline and guidance and respect and leeway. I just hope my older boys didn't act like how I acted in high school and college. I would have regular parties at my father's house in the St. Croix, and he would have no idea. And so then I shared that with my middle boy. And so he has been desperately trying to have one of those parties. I go, the difference is I now know. Grandpa did not know. Other ones, if you could be a vampire, would you? Would you like to be a vampire?
I don't think so. I'd like to be the classic kind of vampire, the classic Count Dracula, like a Bela Lugosi.
Trump, I mean.
Well, I mean, just with the nice suit, you know, like the not the modern.
Old school.
You know, the long-haired vampire. I want to be the classic Count. Count Dracula.
This is from Laz on Twitter. Adam, a two-parter. What's the best fast food in the cities, and how long has it been Zantigo's?
I've never been to Zantigo's.
It's been a long time for me.
But if you told me the best fast – see, there's two categories, though. There's the modern la-di-da fast food, like a Five Guys.
The fast casual.
But I'm thinking classic chain fast food. And my
your go-to is?
It's hard, like Taco Bell. Man.
You got to go Taco Bell.
I love Taco Bell.
Well, we got one right across the street. And it's Tuesday.
No, it's Taco John's.
That's right. My mistake.
No substitute. Taco Bell.
All right, Dan, let's go to another caller here.
Adam, if you could live in any sitcom, which one would it be? And would you allow Chad to live in it with you?
Oh, that's an outstanding
question.
Because I feel, can I just say I feel very confident which sitcom you're going to pick?
Do you?
Yes. Come and knock at my door. You got to go Three's Company. You've called it one of the five greatest shows ever.
Yeah. I mean, Santa Monica is probably where that was. The Regal Beagle.
Yep.
Larry Dallas. Who appeared on The Americans.
Yes, he did.
No, but I was, you know what came to mind is Cheers.
Cheers.
If I could have a permanent spot at the bar there with Sammy. Sammy slanging me some beers.
Either one would be very good. So you're
welcome in comedy land, but you're the foil. You're the one who walks in and we're all like, oh, no, here's Chad's back. Like Gary, you know, from Gary's Old Town Tavern.
Okay, so, well, who would I be in Three's Company? Would I be like Mr. Roper?
Oh, yeah, you're kind of a Roper guy.
How about I'm Mr. Roper's
or Larry you're a Larry Dallas, though. Desperate, you know, womanizer.
I got the shirt down to my belly button, too, with the big hairy
chest. Poor man's Neil Diamond.
Mike is in Minneapolis. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, just wondering, why is there an expiration date on sour cream?
Oof.
First of all, why don't you remind people where you stand in sour
cream? Yeah, I'm not a sour cream guy. A little bit on a baked potato, that's about it. Not on Mexican food. There's no place on Mexican food.
A light amount is the way to go. On Just a light amount.
Good. Yeah, how do you know when it's bad? I always know when it gets that cream at the top. I mean, you have to stir it up. That looks bad.
Each of you pick a superhero. Who would you be and why? I go Superman. I mean, come on. He's the lead guy.
Spider-Man.
Yep. Cook, this is your battle.
Both wrong. You're both wrong. It's Batman, and it's not close. You're a billionaire playboy philanthropist. Oh, that's
but you're not really. You're not really.
Iron Man. Sure you are.
Misunderstood. And
yeah, you're
so you get all the toys.
You're mad. You're angry.
Come on. Well, you're picking an alien, and he's picking a kid bit by a radioactive spider. Come on, you know.
Yeah, but you got the web. You can shoot.
I'm Clark Kent. I'm like I'm this dashing, handsome guy.
Oh, no, he's a complete nerd.
Bruce Wayne's a bit of a nerd, right?
Bruce Wayne's a suave billionaire.
I think we need bonus Ask Adam Anything.
Yeah.
We've got a few more. Ask Adam Anything. Keep them coming in. 651-989-9226. We'll do a little more bonus Ask Adam Anything. We'll blend into other topics. Richard Pitino, the head coach of the Gopher basketball team. We recorded a conversation with Richard around 11 o'clock. We'll play that at 1:35. Talk about the kindness of Twitter. Yes, the kindness of Twitter at 2:05. And Major, and this is, speaking of kindness, Major is in the complete prep time, and he's still kind enough to join us.
The meat grinder.
He is in the meat grinder, and he will be a part of a panel of 742.
One of 62 moderators for tonight's debate.
Again,
he want any tips from me about how I handle the Town Square television?
I'd love to have you join early. You can join the whole time. You know that at any point. But yeah, Major, here's Adam Carter. He's best friends with the mayor. He moderated debate. He would ask the mayor why he loves puppies and his kids, and he would ask his opponent, how long have you loved ISIS? You know, maybe the items like that. I don't get why the networks are obsessed with all these. This could be an Ask Adam Anything. Why are we now required by the networks when we're watching a political breakdown that it can't be just like Anderson Cooper and Chrysalis, right? It can't be just two people. It has to be 19
candidates.
Guys.
Why do we need as many moderators?
Yes.
And usually it's like the newspaper people who are the better moderators because they seem more often than not will ask the tougher questions.
You are 100% right. The reporter from the Des Moines Register, the young reporter, she was fantastic. Is it the longtime Vegas journal, is it John Ralston, Jim Ralston? I forget. He was very good in Nevada. Now, I have no doubt Major's going to be good. Look, Bill Whitaker's excellent. Margaret Brennan is great. I'm all in on Gail. I said before, I think Nora's blah. I'm just a meh. I'm not going to say that to Major because every time I go a meh to Major and Jamie, they both like, no. They'll joke about anything, but you don't need nine. Yeah, you're right. Half as many panelists as
it's almost like
people
as
on
the candidate
panel.
Numbers drop, the moderator number goes up just so we get the same people.
Questioner, will you have a special show with your dad and Bud Grant for his 100th birthday? That is a very, very, very strong possibility. We have all sorts of plans for my father's 100th birthday. The radio station. It's doing a great job. The newspaper's doing a great job. I'm going to talk about Quentin a little bit next hour, and I'll talk about how this is all tying together to causes for young kids, older kids, and young adults. who also will benefit from organizations across the country who've helped Quentin. So, yeah, when we get to my father, just get ready for the term Sidtennial. Sidtennial. Lindsay Peterson came up with it, and it's fantastic. Adam, if you could live the life of any law enforcement officer, who would it be? See, the questions are getting better and better. Part of the reason why we do bonus is they just, people are getting it more and more. We have a few texters today who don't get it at all, but guess what? That's part of the territory. I'm fine with it.
I'm quick to jump because we've got to differentiate between law enforcement officer or private eye.
Yeah.
But if I'm going law enforcement officer, fictional law enforcement officer.
Can I mention who they
are? Yeah, go ahead.
They offered up Matt Dillon, McCloud, Andy Griffiths, Sherlock Holmes. We got all the Law and Order folks. We got the NYPD Blue folks. We got a lot of people you could pick from.
Yeah, man.
Meanwhile, poor Dan is over here dying. Are you prepared?
How about Poirot? Was he a law enforcement? Poirot? Agatha Christie? Or was he a private investigator?
I think more of a private investigator. Which one of us is going to give mouth to mouth the cook when he stops breathing over here and is turning purple? Do we have to flip a coin at this point? Have you come up with
Hercule Poirot? I was Googling famous Belgian detective. See, I'd have said France, so I'm already wrong there.
Yeah.
He's a detective. Yeah. How about this? Jacques Clouseau.
Jacques Clouseau. Yeah, very
good. Pink Panther.
Pink Panther. Dan Cook. We didn't do overrated and underrated properly rated yesterday. Pink Panther. Over, under, properly.
Maybe overrated.
Oh,
properly.
I'm not rated. Not a big into it.
How about
they're not all gold, but there are a couple.
No,
that are
no,
gold.
There's some great. How about if you could play any fictional private detective?
Ooh.
Who would you be?
Thomas Magnum.
I was going to say there's only one correct answer to that question.
Thomas
Magnum. Right, there is only one. James Garner.
Yeah,
Rockford
was
Rockford
close second. Rockford's always getting
Rockford's
his
better
butt
than Selleck.
He's better than Selleck. Yeah, well, yeah, it's a better show, but. Come on, you're driving a Ferrari or...
You have to wear that dopey Hawaiian shirt.
You're in Hawaii.
The dopey Hawaiian shirt.
You're working for Robin Masters?
Yeah. Here's my new policy. Anybody who wears one of those dopey Hawaiian shirts should be sucked off planet Earth. Cook, early thoughts on that. Sucked. That not one of them looks good. They all look absurd.
They all look absurd out of context, and the only context in which they don't look absurd is when you're living in Hawaii driving a Ferrari. Are you kidding me?
You think good-looking Tom Selleck guy living in Hawaii, driving that vehicle, living that life of fun and the babes, would be wearing that dopey Hawaiian shirt?
I think
yeah,
he can
really
wear whatever he wants.
Stopped him from getting things done,
yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Dan Tana, somebody says. Robert Urich. Remember Robert Urich,
yes.
On Vegas.
Spencer, too. Is he Spencer?
Spencer for Hire.
Yeah.
I think he was. If we could make any movie and make Adam the star, who would it be? I'm thinking Spaceballs. You're not going to like this second part,
though. I saw that.
He would play the John Candy role.
Wow.
I mean, that's... No. No. If you could remake any movie and make you the star, since you love Paul Newman, it would be. How about the original Hustler?
Yeah.
How about Pacino? Like when Pacino was good, not when he was speaking of cartoon characters that he's turned into.
Less 20 years
ago.
Jeez, I don't know. I'd like to be Harrison Ford in Star Wars.
Pretty good.
Han Solo.
How about Harrison Ford as the president? Get off my plane.
Yeah, Gary Oldman.
Yeah. Did you see the end of the World Golf Championship Tournament in Mexico on Sunday? I'm starting to wonder if Patrick Reed's improved his chances to make his putt by pretending to tamp down problems on the green. Listen, Patty Reed and cheating is always a possibility. I think I text you during that event, Ask Adam, if it comes down to Bryson or Patrick Reed, could we have some sort of nuclear attack on the golfers? Is it better?
Two of the most dislikable players.
I think it's better for golf, though, that they have a couple villains.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
100%, yes.
Dan is a very passive golf viewer. Is
very
it
passive.
Better
yes.
that they have some people that people don't like?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because there's a hook. You want to, then you watch to see if you can find somebody to beat that guy.
For sure.
Rather than just watching to see who wins and you don't really care, but no, I want to see that guy get beat.
And I truly don't like either one. I mean, I was all on board for somebody from the Taliban coming from 7th, 8th place and beating either one of those guys.
That's why we always said when Tiger came back after, you know, the 7 iron that he should have come back as a heel.
Oh, I would have loved
it. You know?
Just would have loved
it. That would have been great.
How about this? It's a bonus. Michael McDonald guy is calling in for Ask Adam Anything. Thank you, Michael McDonald guy.
Hello. Yes, I just wanted to say that my fictitious law enforcement would be T.J. Hooker, only because he has the word hooker in his name.
Yeah, T.J. Hooker. Heather Locklear.
Heather Locklear.
Adrian Zemed.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Can you give us a little Michael McDonald?
I was going to ask the question to ask Michael McDonald.
I did too. I was trying to prompt him to do that.
Can you give us a little Michael McDonald?
Oh, my God. Shut it down.
He's better every time.
Oh,
that is so good.
That's a guy I want to karaoke with right there.
No, you don't, because
as a matter of fact, we did karaoke 2 weeks ago for my birthday. I did a Michael McDonald song.
Well, you should.
It was stunning. It was stunning.
Would you let us know sometime?
Film it next time and send us the video.
Oh no, I think we need, because you love it. Laura Oaks does. Lindsay does. I want to see the guy. MMG. I need to see you in person.
Should we do something out at the fair?
Oh, have him sing every bump. Coming back.
Would you do that at least for an hour? Do the bumper music at the fair for us?
I would love to. And I still, we need to be on this August 28th thing.
Point now.
Yeah. We're working. We're efforting.
Yes, exactly. Okay, MMG, I'm going to put you on hold. Get his number because we need to finish up right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.